time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Hi, we're Rahel
and Sonia,
and this is Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Boker tov lekol ha'mazinim.
Tzoraim tovim b'Yisrael.
From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. Also, you can hear us on the internet at WSMNradio.com. And I think we'll go right into it. What do you say, Sonia?
Whatever. Whatever you would say.
First of all, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And Sonia, back in the studio. So, tell us a little bit about what's going on today in the world.
I thought that having in mind that we have only one show, maybe we need to speak a little bit about the actuality in Israel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happens to this week was Judge Goldstone, the South African judge.
Right, one of the hundreds of things that happened this week.
Yes, but I think is very remarkable.
Right, Judge Goldstone.
Yes, mm-hmm. and his name, it was a committee that found IDF Operation Cast Lead in Gaza extremely, you know,
inhumane.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he said a lot of bad things about Israel. And now he tried to give another type of observations, personal observations, to the New York Times. And the New York Times tell no. We are not interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to another newspaper, and he wrote actually a letter with second thoughts about his own commission and his own document. I was wondering why it's happened now.
Well, first of all, let's just say, first he accused the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces,
for
war crimes. And then he decided suddenly
that,
that what he said was not true.
So what's happened? Why?
Mm-hmm. So
do you have any idea? Look,
no.
I will tell you why. Uh-huh. I think that this is my own speculation. My husband came in the day that it happened, and he said, do you have anything? Why? And I said, of course. And he said, what? And I said, it's Libya. Libya was the chief, chair, was in charge with the human rights for UN, and they enforced this document. And suddenly Libya is a place that is falling apart. And when this place will fall apart, a lot, and beside you have a minister, a Libyan minister, which ran away, and he have a lot to tell what's happened in Lockerbie, what's happened here and there. And he suddenly decide that maybe it will be better for his own skin to take another road to save his name. This is my take. I don't know.
You mean Goldstone?
Yes. I don't know if it's exactly the truth, but I would say that it is. It's having a lot of connections, you know.
I don't even know what to say about that, because, you know, people are talking so much, and we all know that the Israel Defense Forces are probably the most humane as far as conducting war maneuvers. And they're most humane in trying to protect citizens. And just, I mean, who ever heard of the kinds of tactics that Israeli soldiers are forced to use to protect citizens civilians of both sides,
And mm-hmm. when, you know, and when everything is falling apart today in the Muslim and Arab countries, and nobody, like, the human rights are not on the fences, crying and yelling and asking to stop the murder.
They're so overwhelmed with all of these things that are going on that they don't even know what to say anymore.
Exactly. Like, but when, for example, yesterday, a bus for children was attacked by a rocket from Gaza Strip.
And these are advanced rockets. Yes. They're advanced missiles.
Yes.
And this not like it used to be, not the homemade type. These are actually real weapons.
Yes, it's made in Iran. It's this child, it's in an extremely grave situation.
13-year-old child.
He's in an extreme serious situation. Where those people are? Why they are not yelling again? Why, when it's about a Jew, they are unable to say it clear and loud? It's against
humanity. Did they even report that a school bus was attacked?
No. You heard something like this?
No.
Did you heard that 13 other rockets
I heard all about Glenn Beck and the idol contest and, you know, but whatever. But
it's not... You know, nobody will accept this type of performing, you know.
And the 50 rockets that are going into Israel daily.
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 Nobody is speaking about it.
Where is the human rights watch?
This is a normal thing.
Right.
And another thing. Giuliano Omar. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, tell our listeners about this. This is
Giuliano
an interesting
Omar
case.
Have a very, used to have. He was a very colorful face, if you want, in the artistic life in Israel. His mom is a Jewish woman. I think that from Haifa, I'm thinking. And she was married with an Arab, a Christian Arab. So Giuliano Omar is her...
He's an Israeli Christian citizen of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he is a Jew because his mother's
according to Jewish Judaism, he's a Jew.
But he, with the time, he more and more disconnect from Judaism, and he became more and more attached by the Palestinians and their own, you know, their own cry for. Whatever cry it is. However, he did a very nice thing. He decided that he was an actor, and he decided that he will put together a theater for kids in Jenin. This was against what the so-called Palestinian society like it. So he was threatened a few times. And I think that before 2 or 3 days ago,
now,
he was
killed.
Now,
they didn't like it because they assumed they considered him Jewish?
I don't know. It is part... I think that, first of all, he became too Jewish for them, which he never used this card. Like, he found himself somebody without religion.
He established a Palestinian theater, so to speak, the Arab theater.
And they just killed him in Jenin.
Right, in a drive-by.
Yes. And this, the Palestinian, did it. So, a question, when somebody is coming and want to establish something beautiful in your own neighborhood, you are going to kill him?
Well, it's interesting because he was actually giving a voice to their cause,
absolutely,
what they believe in, and they shoot him down. So, what's going on? What's going on?
The only thing that we need to say, and I think that we'll be all set more or less, is that after the tsunami, and this is something else in Japan, when the tsunami strikes, CNN reported that Israel is first to set up surgical unit in Japan. Again, only to make an equivalence between humanity and humanity.
Right, right.
And what it is today? What is our task today?
What is our task today? Well, we're talking right now about current events, and we're going to look back a little bit and look at our history, Israeli history, from the establishment of the State of Israel. And we're going to do it in a kind of a, I hope it'll be a fun way for our listeners. We're going to do it a little bit through song.
Good idea.
So, George, you want to hit that song number one, track one?
Negev yored leil hastar umatzit kochavim cheresh cheresh et haruach over al hasaf ananim mehalechim al haderech kvar shana lo הרגשנו כמעט איך עברו הזמנים בשדותינו כבר שנה ונותרנו מעט ערבים שאינם כבר בינינו אך נזכור את כולם את יפי הבלורית
Our first song is Hare'ut, and we're listening to Esther Ofarim. She was a really wonderful singer. This is dated from 1948. And let me read a little bit for our listeners what the meaning of the words are. On the Negev descends the autumn night and lights up the stars very quietly. When the wind crosses on the porch, clouds are walking on the road. Already a year, we almost haven't felt how the times have passed in our fields. Already a year, and there are few of us left. So many are no longer among us. But we will remember them, beautiful of mind and body, because this kind of friendship won't let our hearts forget. Love hallowed in blood, you will return to blossom among us. The friendship we carried you without words, gray, stubborn, and silent from the great fearful nights, you remain great and burning. The friendship as our youths, we will all again smile in your name and will go, for the comrades who fell with their swords have left your life for remembrance, and we will remember everyone. The friendship. What can you tell us about 1948, Sonia?
Is the establishment of the Jewish state of Israel. And it wasn't something silent, and it wasn't something peaceful. It went directly into the independence war. And in this independence war, more than 10% of the entire population of the tiny Israel died. And keep in mind that a lot of those people came from Europe after the Holocaust, mm-hmm. and they directly came from the Holocaust, and they decided that it's worth it to go and to fight for your own life, for your own independence. It is so important to have a country that, you know, they just went without any remorse or any rethinking about.
I'd like to also say, you know, sometimes there are those who think that Israel was established because of the Holocaust, and this is not true.
Absolutely not.
first of all, Israel was a state with King David. And as far back, you know, we're going centuries back.
Absolutely.
And the modern state of Israel, that began with the Zionist movement in the 1800s.
Absolutely.
And so it was long before the Holocaust. And the Holocaust probably convinced the rest of the world that maybe there was a need. And thus it was established. But this was not the main reason.
Look, it is without precedent, how do you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you have so many nations that they just disappear in the dust of the history. Only the Jews stay there. And not only that they stayed, but they have all this time that they haven't have a land because they've been expelled out from the country because of the Romans, still you have communities which have a continuity with the land from the Second Temple mm-hmm. till today. So you have certain community which you could find always Jews there, like Jerusalem, like Hebron, like Safed, like Tiberias, mm-hmm. And more. And this is one point. But the second point is that if it was only because the Holocaust, how can you explain that in 1917 you get the Balfour Declaration
mm-hmm.
that actually gave for this young nation,
right,
young and old nation,
mm-hmm.
a territory which is bigger, maybe fifth or sixth time more than what it is today, Israel.
Right.
And when we gave up on such a big portion of our territory, it was because it was saying, okay, the Arabs need also a country, which we know that they have a lot. And this is how Jordan was established.
Right.
And when we are speaking...
Syria too. Oh,
absolutely, Syria mm-hmm. and Lebanon. And, but when mm-hmm. we are speaking about having, you know, two countries for two nations, we have it.
We have Jordan.
We have Jordan.
Right.
We have Israel.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is pushing us for more than one, like another country in this
tiny little
territory, mm-hmm. it is actually to say that you need three countries for two nations.
Exactly. And I want to just say that before we go on to our next song, that the value of life is so important to us that our songs reminisce and remind us and always speak about the events and the places where we've lost people and the fact that we will remember them forever.
And not only this, it's every year on the Remembrance Day for the mm-hmm. Chalalei Israel, for those...
For the soldiers, the fallen soldiers.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are putting this song, and this is a very emotional song.
Let's hear track two. We've got about 4 minutes or so before we go into our ads, so let's hear track two, Bab El Wad, or Shar Haggai.
Ruach yam noshev, or kochav rishon me'ever beit machzir. Bab El Wad, lanetzach zechor na et shemoteinu, shai yarot paretzu baderech el ha'ir, v'tzidei הדרך מוטלים בתינו שלד הברזל שוטט כמורי בב לוד לנצח זכורנה את שמותינו
Bab El Wad, we're hearing Shoshana Damari, one of Israel's greatest singers.
The queen.
Yeah, she's amazing. Tell us about Bab El Wad.
Bab El Wad is actually
1949. We're going moving into 1949.
Yes. Again, it's the name of Shar Hagai. Shar Hagai is a name of a certain place in the way to Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's actually very close to Jerusalem. And this is the name that we have it from the Tanakh, from our old Bible. And keep in mind that Bab El Wad is in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabs change the name, but they translate it exactly, Shar Hagai. So in 48, after long fight between the Jordanian
troops,
yes, the Legion actually, mm-hmm. and the new Israeli state, we could take over the way from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, an extremely important, autostrada, or
there's the same road, but it's a highway that goes from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
So the road from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv was extremely a harsh place. Dozens of fighters, but not only doctors, nurses, they died on this. Mm-hmm. On this road, because they tried to bring medications, they tried to bring water, they tried to bring everything to Jerusalem, which was a closed place by the Jordan. So this is the song.
Yes.
We've been a little bit...
right, we thought we were hearing somebody else, but yes, the song, sorry.
But this is the song. So, Bab El
Wad.
So,
and on the road to Jerusalem, when you come up to Jerusalem, I remember the first time I came to Israel, my mother, you know, was driving me from the airport. And what did I know? You know, I didn't really know very much, I admit it. But we drove on the road, and she said, "Look up there. Those are the remains of the trucks and the troops that the convoy that went."
Yes. Convoys.
The convoys. And the skeletons of the skeletons of the vehicles sit there on the top of the hill as we drive by them from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as a reminder.
Right.
As a memorial.
On both sides of the road, yes.
Right.
Okay, we will go to a break.
So we'll go to a break, and we'll listen to track 5 while we're speaking.
Pashalechet noshev kvar hasta Ha'avak badrachim at shaka Ve'hayom rak elayich nisra וחולם על פגישה רחוקה הן אפשר כי עוד ערב יבוא והשער יחרוק לו דומם ועינייך יהיו כותובות כמו אין מלחמה בעולם הן אפשר שיהיה זה פשוט כבר מחר הן אפשרו בג'יפ שעבר שאגו בחורים כי נגמר הן אפשר
You're listening to WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. This is Israel is Real. Wouldn't it be awesome if over 100,000 people, well, wait a minute, let's say millions of people knew about your business, your product, or your service? Wouldn't it be even more amazing if you or your business were helping to stop hatred and terrorism by supporting the good news about Israel? You can do this by sponsoring, say, a Hebrew word, maybe a Torah portion, or even a weekly Israel is Real show. So take out your checkbooks now and make a donation. Maybe you want to advertise or sponsor a show or even have us read a greeting on a special occasion. By supporting Israel is Real, you make a world of difference. Yes, by loving Israel, you will make the world a better place. So take out your checkbooks, write a check now to Absolute Broadcasting, and send it to our personal mailbox at Israel is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. If you want to know more about rates or more information, please visit our website at www.israelisrealnh.com. That's one whole world word, one whole world too. Israelisrealnh.com. Let's hear from Vision.
Yes. Did you know that Vision is an organization that educates our community about the little country of Israel? Did you know Israel is approximately about the size of New Jersey? And I would like to quote somebody. Jews prefer being prisoners in Jerusalem to enjoying the freedom they could acquire elsewhere. The love of the Jews for the Holy Land, which they lost, is unbelievable, said Jesuit Father Michael Naoud on his pilgrimage to the Holy Land in 1674.
Amazing.
1674. To receive Vision's emails alert and be informed about the Vision's educational activities and opportunities, please visit Vision's website at www.newhampshireforisrael.org. That's www.nhnewhampshire4israel.org.
The patent and trademark law firm of Vern Main & Associates is a local firm with a global practice, and it is pleased to announce its new office location at 547 Amherst Street in Nashua and on the web at www.vernmain.com. For professional legal counseling on all intellectual property matters, contact the legal specialists at Vern Main & Associates at their offices on 547 Amherst Street in Nashua, New Hampshire, or on the web at vernmain.com. That's www.vernmaine.com. vernmain.com.
Have you heard the buzz?
What buzz?
Rachel's music is touching hearts of listeners all around the world. To hear Rachel's unique sound and to book Rachel to perform for you live, go to www.rachelmusic.net, which is www.rachelmusic.net.
And Dr. James Haas of Vanguard Dental Group in Derry, New Hampshire, is a board-certified pediatric dentist who is extremely talented at putting anxious children at ease so they have a positive dental experience. Dr. Jim Haas specializes in treating children with special, emotional, or physical needs by way of sedation and operating room dentistry. Dr. Jim Haas is currently accepting new patients, and your child will actually enjoy dental visits with Dr. Jim Haas. So call 603-434-1586 or visit www.vanguarddentalgroup.com to learn more about Dr. Jim Haas. That's 603-434-1586, or you can visit www.vanguarddentalgroup.com. And let's go to track. We were just listening to Hen Afshar, and which again was sung by Shoshana Damari. Yes, it's possible. The song sort of speaking of something. Let's do something else besides war. There's something else we can do. We're going to go now to, that was 1952. Can you imagine, from 1948 to 52, still fighting and wishing for something more. We're going to go to 1953. What are we listening to? Hora. Hora Ha'achzut. And this is 1953.
יקום חייל משך זרע וחקלאי יקלע אל בול יש נחל שיודע הרה לזרום כדי לתת יבול
כדי לתת יבול
זה פירושו של משק עזר ככה ייכתב בדוח כל השקעה של צנון וגזר היא השקעה לזמן ארוך
כן כן לזמן ארוך
במתח כל הצקוף כמו חייל והתמצאו כפה בשטח יוכיחו ארוגות בצל
יוכיחו בצל
ראשי כרובית עומדים מן רח עזבו בלאף אין מקרש ארבע שורות עובר מן לחש האח סוף חמש חמש
כן כן חמש חמש הור הכרוב והור הפלט אבל יעל את עידון הור הנחל מספר את הור החסר הור הזון
It's 1953. Spirits are up. What do you tell us about the spirits, these high-spirited songs, and what's going on here?
Hora, it's a very common dance in the Israeli folklore. But Hora Yachzut is about the special units, Nachal, which they are going, before they are going to the... army for the service they are doing a year of
agricultural farming,
yes, farming
developing
exactly.
kibbutz
and exactly uh-huh. and this is more or less the disposition that they have they are thinking about the tomatoes and they are thinking about the spinach and they are about the radish mm-hmm. and they are working hard and they are working the land
and dancing
yes.
in the night
exactly and this is the thing to keep the land to work the land to have the blessing from the land it is you can fight and you can also fight in order for you to have a good life working and taking the best from the land so this is more or less the song
you know it's often quoted what Mark Twain saw when he went to Israel and he said it was a desolate horrible place essentially he was terribly disappointed he thought it was horrible
that it was an 1850 yeah. 1860 something like
and we have a good friend who is always reminding us that when the Jews come home the land flourishes and you know it's true any time that the Jews were home that we are home in our homeland we build and we care and we tend and we nurture the land the people and we build beautiful beautiful country and when we're not there for the most part you know it was either destroyed everything we built up was destroyed or left to ruin and in desolation and so This is a good feeling. We're happy to be home and we're happy to tend the land and build.
This is when you are home. When you are home, you are loving your place and you are taking care of your place with love and care and you are repairing everything and you are making this place to prosper. Right. That's it.
Yeah. This is history.
History
and song. This is
the Hebrew word today was shir.
Shir, we forgot to tell the Hebrew word shir.
Song.
Shir means song. And we're singing today. This is Israel is real. And you can find us again at israelisraelnh.com. We're also on WSMN 1590 Nashua's News and Talk. We're talking today with ourselves, Rachel
and Sonia.
And George is here giving us some wonderful tech support. And so we're going to move now from 1953, we move into 1956. We had three wonderful years of farming, building, dancing, singing. Let's see what happens in
1956. ביטחון בלבבות העת של נערי ציון ורכב ישראל.
The song is called Mul Har Sinai. Singing it is Laakat HaNachal, and we just talked about the Nachal. And, you know, the armed forces, the IDF, is a place where also our young youth grows in many ways, not just to be soldiers and humane soldiers, but also to be entertainers and
actors
and farmers and medical you know they grow, they learn, they are educated, they're everything in the army. And as we move into 1956 again, we hear a spirited song, but what was actually happening in 1956?
Okay. we said that we want to walk in the history, so in 1956 in July 26, 1956, the president of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, decided to nationalize the Suez Canal after the withdrawal of an offer by Britain and the United States to found the building of the Ansan Dam, which was partly in response to Egypt's recognition the People Republic of China, etc., etc., etc. To make the story short, it was a tripartite aggression. This is how the Arabic leaders refer to this, that the French and
three allies.
Yes, yeah. The French, the British, and Israel decided to go against this nationalization of the Canal Suez, and it start a war. It was a war in 56 and
called Operation Kadesh.
Yes. And because it
this was in the Sinai Peninsula,
exactly, because it was in Sinai Peninsula, and because Moses, our you know, our first and the foremost prophet, Moses, spoke in Sinai in front of the burning bush. This is how the song is telling the story, and also it's coming up with the history, which I think that it's a beautiful song and I like it.
Let me just tell you some of the words in English. It says, "It's not a tale, my friends, and it's not a passing dream. Behold, here in front of Mount Sinai, the thorn bush is burning, and it is flashing in song in the mouths of boys, regiments, and the gates of the city. The sun roses in hand. O flame of God, in the eyes of youth, O flame of God, in the roars of engines, this day will yet be retold. My brothers of the nations return to Sinai's position. My friends, it's not a dream. And it's not a dreamer's vision. From back then till this day, the thorn bush is burning. It is flashing in song of strength in the hearts of God, of the boys of Zion, of Zion, and the troops of Israel. O flame of God." Can we hear a little bit of that one more time? This is up in front of Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai today was returned to Egypt.
Yes, because we decided that peace is more important than our land, own history and our land. Yeah.
Right, and I remember going to Sinai many times, beautiful, climbing Mount Sinai. And today...
Santa Caterina.
And today, we don't... You know, it's being put in danger again. They're arming it. It's a threat again. But let's hear this song.
Oh, man. של נערי ציון ורכב ישראל.
It's an evening of lilies. Let us go out to the garden. Myrrh, spices, and frankincense are as a carpet under your feet. Night falls slowly and a wind of lilies blows. Let me whisper a song for you, a song of pure love. Dawn and the dove coos. Your hair is full of dewdrops. Your lips are as roses unto the morning. I will pick them for myself. Erev Shel Shoshanim, An Evening of Roses, written in 1958 together with Yosef Hadar and the lyrics by Moshe Dor. First recorded in 1957 by Yaffe Yarkoni, and later the version that you're hearing now, the Dudaim. And reminding George a little bit of his Greek heritage.
But I think that it's nice to say that Harry Belafonte,
yes,
Nana Mouskouri, Dalia Levy, and Miriam Makeba.
Miriam Makeba.
They, four of them, they took this song and they either sing it in Hebrew and re-recorded, or they made a translation for this.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful song.
And
it's
I don't think this is the only those people. I think that we have much more that of great artists that they took this song because they like the music, and it's a beautiful love music.
I don't know if he meant it, but this song also reminds me of Shir HaShirim from the Tanakh, the Song of Songs.
Yes, yes, because the perfumes and all that.
Right. And when we think about, you know, we just got out of 1956 and here it is 1958, 2 years later. And look at what beautiful things are happening in our little country.
Love. In
love. Love is blooming all around. And another song that comes from them that sort of in that same time is, Erev Ba. Maybe I'm jumping a little bit. Let's actually, before we get to Erev Ba, let's go to track 12. We have Ein Gedi. Mm-hmm. And Ein Gedi is a beautiful, beautiful place by the Dead Sea. This is 1959. And we've talked about the Song of Songs. And let's see what is happening in Ein Gedi in 1959.
וכל קו בחול יפה חרות האדמה תצהיב בלהט שמש ואבק מחניק יעוף פרום אך אין גדי לא תסבול בכמש בה ישלוט גוון ירוק וחום אין גדי, אין גדי, והיה כי צמחת בחמה, אין גדי, אין גדי, איך פלגים בחותרים בשממה, אין גדי. בכל הוד והלב ירהר ויחמוד, והלב ירהר ויחמוד.
עין גדי, the history of עין גדי starts in the Bible when it's mentioned several times, the Song of Songs, and King David hid in the strongholds of עין גדי after he fled from King Saul. That's in Samuel 1. And the settlement in Ein Gedi began well before the time of King David. The first inhabitants lived there actually in the Stone Age, probably 5,000 years ago. So it's a historical, historical, beautiful, beautiful place. If you're ever going to Israel, I'm sure you will be going to the Dead Sea and stopping in at Ein Gedi today, a kibbutz and area with one side the Dead Sea and the other side the beautiful waterfalls. And it's just
the flourishing of the desert.
Right.
And the animals that are coming to drink from the water, and it's like, oh, okay, another tourist is here.
Another tourist. Yeah. We're coming to the close of our show. This is WSMN 1590. This is Israel is Real. It's Rachel and Sonia. And what have you got for a Torah portion this week, Sonia?
Parashat Metzora. And this week's Parasha Metzora, the Torah describes the condition of tzaraat, of the leprosy, a skin disease, which affected Jews who had violated the prohibition against hurting other people with
words.
It was the Kohens, the spiritual leaders.
Media. Kind of, sorry.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, harmful words, words that can hurt, and words
Doctor,
are important.
Like
Goldstone
judge?
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he should have tzaraat right now?
I wouldn't wish it upon him, but he might want to consider.
So it's the job to determine the status of someone who appeared before him with the apparent symptom of tzaraat. After examining the patient, the Kohen made a verbal declaration as to the status of the person afflicted. And I will go right to the end by using our mouth for good. There is no limit, say the Orchot Tzadikim, to the mitzvot that we can accomplish. The power of death and life is in the tongue, say Mishlei. We can build, and heaven forbid, break others with our words. So Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. We're going to go out. This is Rachel and Sonia. This is Israel is Real. Theme song, Hinei Matov, is by Rachel. That's me. We're on every Friday from 10 to 11 in the morning. And we are thanking our guests this week, all of the wonderful singers from the first decade, the composers, the songwriters, who wrote the beautiful music from the first decade of Israel's establishment of the modern city in 1948 to 1959. We're going to go out today with Erev Ba, 1960, and another show will continue on from there. Evening comes, again the flocks wander along the village street, and the dust rises from the sandy paths, and far away the bells merge with the gathering shadows. Evening falls, evening falls. This is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. Israel is Real.
Shabbat Shalom.
I I seriously can't believe you're gonna do this.
Hey, man, believe it.
Look.